Paul, you had talked coming into the game that you knew they were going to throw everything at you in the opening period. Would you agree that your club got better as the night went on?
Oh, for sure. I mean, they put up an awful lot at us, and we struggled with it for 20 minutes. The match wasn't to our favor by any stretch of the imagination, and we didn't start with the puck very much, and they threw everything in the net and got first touch. And they got to those rebounds faster than us, and that was then we just got better. I mean, we battled harder, competed harder, skated faster, all these things, made some changes that seemed to get us going a little bit, and couldn't call back. But you know, you're not making excuses. We're not winning every game. But when we have a first period, and over the course of the year you have a couple of first periods, what you're hoping for is that you can turn it a little bit and the team stay in the fight. And these guys, again, they don't quit. They keep battling, worked hard, bench is good, just about tied it in the dying second of the game and couldn't get it to go.
What did you like about the switch when you went with Scheifele and Lowry?
Well, it just changed the matchup for us. Mark was struggling in the circle against Kopitar, and it made them make a decision. And I thought after that, we had more options. Yeah,
Lowry got a couple of wingers that don't have the pedigree of matchup their whole career in terms of defense. Was that almost a challenge to them to keep up to Lowry's grit?
Well, it depends on how they came out. I mean, Anze Kopitar is a big, powerful man, and that's a good line. That's a good NHL line. So we either need to start with a puck or need to be heavy down low. They're going to spend some time on our end of the ice, so Adam was the right guy to go there. They didn't get a whole lot going offensively. Had a couple of looks, but what it did is it allowed the other two lines some room. Got them out against different matchups, different D matchups, and we got more action that way.
Talk about goaltenders when you lose a game, but Lauren, after those first two, kind of really shuts the fort down and gives you guys
keeping it within reach after the first was all you can ask for the guy, and he did that, right? An awful lot of pucks, and yeah, some of them aren't dangerous, but then there's a whole lot that didn't get to the net that were just kind of rattling around that were dangerous. So he held up his end of the bargain. I mean, we get on the road, you give up two, you got a chance to win that every single night, and we just couldn't get one to go on the power play, and then we had some chances, and they played a hell of a game, and we lost, and we're getting out of here. Not till tomorrow, but we're getting out of here.
2-1 on the road trip, 10-3-1 in November. What do you take away from this month as you go into December?
It's a good month, and we're going to be in a battle like tonight for every single game for the rest of the year, right? And we're not getting to a comfort place, right? It's just going to be scratch and claw. And our goaltending is going to have to be good, and we're going to have to get those, you know, those young guys, Ehlers and Roslovic again tonight, really strong, really good. It's a great progress there, but it's gonna be a year of progress of grinding. But you go 10-3 any month in the National Hockey League with the amount of road time. I think 24 nights on the road, we're ready to go back home.